The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 3rd of October, beginning of October there. Yep, that's right, Nathan. You and Liam just let it get away all of September. Just like that.
Is it going to rain yet?
No. It rained while I was gone.
I know. Do you have to leave for it to come back?
You know what? Let me think. I was thinking about going to Fiji.
Oh.
And just staying there, you know, on an island.
Isn't there a song about having, like, a Christmas on the islands or something?
I don't know. I had a chance to buy I had a chance to buy an island in Fiji in 1997. To buy an island.
So you know, before inflation.
12 or 13 acres with water and a couple of little houses on it and fruit trees. And I thought, I don't know why, but I said no. And I could have had an island. Could have been living there under the, they have typhoons there. They don't have hurricanes, but still. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is the 3rd at 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And, of course, we've just talked to Nathan. Do we have a special day today?
Oh, it's always a special day. But
don't get me started. Okay.
Well, it's National Boyfriend Day.
Whoa!
And it's National Techies Day.
Okay, well, I can roll into the, is that like bro? Is that like a bro day also? No. National Boyfriend Day. Could be like
I don't
bro
think
day.
So.
No, it's probably not. Okay.
I think it's, yeah.
All right. Well, and National Techie Day. Well, we're having problems with our tech. Our chat room's gone. It just disappeared. It wasn't here Sunday.
No, it was
so it just disappeared somewhere between Friday night and Sunday morning. So I've got an email out to the webmaster saying, "Okay, guys, you know, I realize that there's craziness on the chat room, but it just disappeared." Anyway, okay, where was I?
Islands.
No, we need the weather.
Weather. Okay. All right. Well, today is sunny with a high near 91, light and variable wind becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight is going to be mostly clear with a low around 62, south wind around 5 miles an hour becoming light and variable in the evening. Tuesday is going to be sunny with a high near 91, calm wind becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night is clear with a low around 62, south wind around 6 miles an hour becoming calm in the evening. Wednesday is sunny with a high near 93. Wednesday night, low around 63. Thursday is sunny with a high near 92. And Thursday night, around 63.
Okay. Weather reports are always brought to you by, gosh, it's cooling off. I went out. You know, I used to have to go out and ride the horse on Saturdays when it was going to be like 112. We'd be leaving the stables like 7 in the morning, which meant she got there at 6 to get ready. And we actually left at 8.
I was going to say, do you guys just...
Yeah, left at 8:15 and
do you go
back
with the sunrise about? Or
yeah, well, because of the heat. It's not so bad in the morning. I mean, it's under, you know, it's not that bad, but the people I ride with have, they hate the heat. It hits them harder than it does the horses, so I'm going to ride with some people like that. But the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends down in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business, and it all comes down to customer service. All the propane comes out of one tank, essentially, down in Vallejo. And the so it is customer service. And the Kenny family treats their customers as friends. And Chuck was one of the first ones. He cut a spot here, and it's still, you know, it needs to be refreshed, but you could just change the dates on it. Stand by for the cost of oil and heating this winter. But they have special plans, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay. Now, I'm here with Ann Marie Fuller, she came into the office this morning, and on Monday mornings, coming in bright, sunshiny, active, is not a good idea, because we're all kind of like, immediately, there is way too much energy rolling through that door right now. But Ann Marie Fuller is a journalist, but she's also with the American Legion Auxiliary. Okay. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, Norsay. Thank you for sharing your Monday morning with me and us. I'm excited to be here as we sail into the month of October.
Okay. Now, I didn't know Ann Marie. But Ted Leidy had you on the show while I was gone, and while we were gone. And he said, you got to have her back on again. And I said, okay. So this is what happened. Who is Ann Marie Fuller?
Well, my background comes a lot from journalism.
No. Let's start with Ann Marie Fuller growing up.
Oh, growing up.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm a military brat.
Which branch?
Mostly Air Force and Army. My dad was Air Force and Army.
Okay.
So we moved around a lot during my childhood. We were the family that moved every 2 years.
You were in the Air Force when you were moving that much?
My dad started his military career in the Air Force and then went to Army.
Yeah.
And I know him from Army days.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, Army, Air Force usually, you know, we call it homesteading. They stay in the at a base, and they get transferred among the base. Some of them are there for 8-10 years. Army? Yeah. Okay. So you moved around a lot.
Correct.
What was your favorite base? Or did you have one?
I don't know if I had a favorite one. One of my favorite places that we lived was down in Florida. We lived right by the Cape. And so I've been watching the hurricane very closely. So
okay.
Lived all across the United States, back east and the south and the middle of the United States and the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And, of course, out here in the West Coast.
Okay. And then what? Okay, so you grew up in a military family.
Yes, sir.
And she calls me sir all the time. She'd call you too, sir.
I have no idea.
In fact, I want you to listen to her because I like it. You got it. It kind of takes me back.
You want me to call you sir?
Well, not all the time.
Make it sound polite?
No, make it sound like you mean it.
Okay, that's not going to work.
Okay, all right. So then graduate from high school, and then what happened?
Then I started dating my husband when I was 17 and stepped into the next step in my life.
Okay.
So we were together for 4 years before I got married, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, but you are a journalist, so how'd that start?
Mm-hmm. So I started with a television program that I created, and I did that for 10 years. I hosted a television program, and then I did a weekly column with the Bay Area News Group. And so that came about, and then I was reporting on stories, and then I did a Q&A in a magazine, a question and answer advice column. So things started happening from there, and then I was asked to serve as commissioner where I used to live. And so I served 3 4-year terms, 12 years as commissioner.
Of?
For the city of Tracy, where I'm from.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. You really are a journalist.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Here's to you.
Carl.
Here's to
yes,
you,
Carl.
Abby.
That was the inspiration for my television program. One of the things that it helped accomplish was to get a brand new animal shelter for where I was living at the time.
Uh-huh.
That only took 10 years.
But you got it, though.
But we did it. It was successful.
Well, you know.
Never stop the effort.
I always am interested in this, and we've got time to talk about this before, you know, I'm keep you over until we're finished. But why journalism? I mean, you were married. you were on with your life, and but what started it?
Well,
this is always, you know, I know how we got into radio because we were pissed about being fired. First time I'd ever been fired in my life.
I don't think I ever heard that story.
Oh, yeah. Then we came over and bought a dark, we bought a dark signal. We built this station. It'll be 14 years starting in December. So, you know, somebody who's been an Army brat and then got into that first step of journalism, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. When you've been gone, when you've been gone for several days as we were, and you sleep in different places, different hotels in a different country, when you come home, one of the first things that happens is when you fall into your Sleep Number bed is just a, you truly are home then. And since then, I have adjusted the firmness of my mattress like three different times, and which is one of the great things because life has compromises. And so when you go to bed with your loved one, you don't have to compromise on how you sleep that night. Like my Sleep Number setting last night was 50, and Linda's Sleep Number setting was 30. We both sleep so well in our beds. And Sleep Number with the 360 sleep IQ, that it can help you by adjusting during the night as you're moving, and it can keep track of your sleep progress. But people in a Sleep Number bed sleep about 30 minutes better through these studies they've done in universities by using your Sleep Number. How much sleep do you need? Well, it depends. If you're a kid, you're 10 hours. If you're a teen, 9 to 10 hours. And if you're an adult, that 8 to 9 hours. 7 to 8 hours. Because I usually hit 7 hours every night. I try to. And it doesn't always work, but I try to. Anyway, but why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. You can save 30% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free home delivery when you add a base. That ends today, only at Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Great people over there. Go in, lay down on every one of the beds. And, of course, the financing is, you have to do monthly payments, and it's based on a credit check and all those kind of things. But see sleepnumber.com for more details. We'll be right back with Anne-Marie. Down in the islands, down in the islands, yes, sure. Lose track of your timing. Grab a drink beside me. Down in the islands. Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, who's been providing our area with the best value service and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right. Doug Tooley has been doing this for over 30 years. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local guy at 530-241-3474 to see why Dish is such a great deal. In fact, he has got so many great deals for coming into Dish that we can't even mention them all because there's so many of them. But Doug Tooley does a great job. And he is, like I said, it's a better-known business, and he takes care of our people here in Redding. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. And B&T Satellite. Okay, I'm here with Anne-Marie Fuller, and she is a journalist who is also a Army Air Force brat. And how did you get into journalism, though? A housewife like you. Now, the reason I said that before everybody goes, is because that's what it said about in an article about her when you started off. So, how did you get into it?
So, people used to always reach out to me for help. And then I thought one day, well, if I had a column in the newspaper, I could really help people and I can bring stories out that would, well, basically, to say it again, be helpful. And so that's what I did. Uh-huh. I did a weekly column for well over a decade before I moved here, and I got to pick the stories that I thought were helpful to the community. I grabbed one here. It says, Vets Get a Lift from Former Racing Dogs, you know, talking about a program that would help our veterans.
Uh-huh.
Just a plethora of stories.
Okay. And then you have started working with the American Legion.
Yes, I was asked if I would accept a nomination to be president, and I was elected president this past spring.
Of the American
Legion Auxiliary.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, you are a delegate for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC, and president of the Auxiliary Unit 197. You served on the American Legion Auxiliary 100th Anniversary National Committee, and you're in the Auxiliary National Magazine.
Yes.
Cool. So why? Well, I mean, are you just, is it veterans? Because you're family?
a lot because of my family, but mostly veterans, community orientated. You know, it's nice to be able to help someone. A lot of times people will call me what I say in the 11th hour when they've exhausted their other resources, and that's nice to be able to help them.
Okay. So tell us some of the things that are going on. You've got a whole list of things here. So let's start with the closest to us.
Well, I was invited back to inform your listeners about some noteworthy patriotic days for the month of October.
Okay.
And so there's a lot going on for the month of October, but some of the ones that I picked that I think we really ought to bring focus on, we have October 8th and 9th, and that's National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend, paying tribute to our fallen firefighters, as it should be. And that leads right into October 9th through 15th as National Fire Prevention Week. And this year marks the 100th anniversary of Fire Prevention Week. Each year, there is a new theme, and the National Fire Protection Association has formally announced this year's theme as Fire Won't Wait, Plan Your Escape.
Okay. Well, that's something that's real important.
Mm-hmm.
As we found out in the Paradise Fire, one way in, one way out, having the go bags and all this. We live with this up here.
As you know.
And thank God, so far, we've escaped.
Managed.
We've managed to escape any bad, you know, real bad ones around in our general area here. But fire season's not over yet.
Oh, that is correct.
Yeah, it's going to go through the rest of this month. So, okay.
And National Fire Prevention Week is an annual week during October 9th, the same week as the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 took place. The fire began the evening of October 8th in a barn owned by Patrick and Catherine O'Leary. Legend has it that a cow kicked over a lantern that started that blaze. Sadly, it is estimated that approximately 300 people perished as a result of that fire.
I've heard about that, Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicking over the lantern that started the Grand Chicago Fire there. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, what else do we have going in October here?
So October 9th is also World Post Day. This annual day was originally established back in 1969 and is set aside to bring awareness regarding the postal sector and highlight the role it plays in people's lives. I mean, where would we be without the mail? You need those bills, you know. Where would we be without the postal service?
Well, we could argue that one, but okay, let's go on.
And then we sail into October 13th, which is the birthday of the United States Navy. On October 13th, 1775, the Continental Congress established the Continental Navy, roughly 6 months after the start of the Revolutionary War. And after the war, it was disbanded. But it was reestablished years later as the U.S. Navy under the Naval Act of 1794. Anchors Away was originally composed as a football march in 1906 by Charles A. Zimmerman, a lieutenant and bandmaster at the United States Naval Academy. And the lyrics were written by Alfred Hart Miles, who was a midshipman, first class at the academy.
Wow.
I was going to say, weren't you Marines?
Yeah.
Didn't you have fun names for the Navy?
That's November.
That's in November. That's next month. We're a department of the Navy.
Okay. All right. The
men's department. Okay. Going right on.
So we're going to keep with the theme of the Navy for October 27th, which is Navy Day. Navy Day was established on October 27th, 1922, by the Navy League of the United States. Navy Day is a celebration of personnel who have served or are currently serving in the United States Navy. The largest celebration of Navy Day was back in 1945 when the fleet returned from World War II. On August 31st, 1949, Secretary of Defense Lewis Johnson announced the creation of an Armed Forces Day to replace the separate celebratory military branch days. But supporters can still be found that celebrate Navy Day annually.
Okay. So that's October. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Did you know that the Navy is
the
second oldest branch of our military? The oldest branch is the Army, founded by the Continental Army on June 14, 1775.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm really glad you came over. You know what? I'm going to invite you on for the first Monday of each month, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
And you...
Carl.
And
thank you, Carl.
And you bring in then the all the military stuff for that month. That'd be great. Next month's a big month.
Oh, yes.
In November. Is. And so we're with Anne Marie Fuller. And what do you do now? Besides, I mean, you're very busy. You know, you've got daughters. You've got a home. You've got, I mean, you do all these other things. And you're, you know, you're obviously very active in the for the veterans. So
I'm writing three books.
And you're writing three books.
Yes.
And Doris Day is her favorite movie star.
Absolutely. I have all her movies.
That doesn't surprise me, Anne Marie Fuller. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And like I said, I'm going to invite you on for the first Monday of each month. And you can kind of like lay it out for us like that. We don't have to go through all the first 15 minutes of who you are, because now we know who you are, and then we can just spend the whole 30 minutes talking about that. All right, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches for Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It is local. Local board of directors, everything's right here in the general area. They've got one branch in Red Bluff. They have two right here in Redding at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue, which, of course, is a cobblestone shopping center. And the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. 15 years ago. BankCornerstone.com for more information. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, Jay, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay?
time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. You know, Mondays are really weird. And when you say manic Mondays, you absolutely mean it there, big guy. Because I come in and everything's changed. I've got the lights in the studio are like on me like I'm getting a third degree. So I'm trying to change that around.
You need a suntan.
And yeah, and the chat room.
Gone.
It's gone. The chat room's gone. We have no idea what happened. It was here Friday. It was here Friday night. And Sunday it was gone. So I don't know what happened. And you didn't do it.
I don't think so.
You didn't do it.
I
don't know what happened to it. But we've got emails out to the webmaster, and at the break I'm going to call him and see if he knows what possibly could have happened to it. So anyway, moving right along. Has anybody noticed that gas prices have gone up, Nathan? Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I wasn't even shocked this time, but it's ridiculously high.
Well, they're having OPEC's having a meeting, and they may cut back production 500,000. They said up to 1 million barrels a day, but it's going to probably be 500,000 barrels a day. So, what is, in the state of California, of course? We have the highest gas prices in the nation by far. Something that we're number one in. Again, besides just being have the most homeless and highest taxes and the wealthiest and the poorest.
Can we just not be first?
No, we have to be first. So here's what Governor Newsom's going to do. You ready? He is saying first of all, we have summer gas and winter gas. Everybody knows that. The thing about summer gas is it's supposed to be less polluting. Well, now what he would like to do is he would like the refineries to start making winter gas ahead of schedule, contradicting his own goals for reducing climate pollutants. The average cost of gasoline in California on Friday was $6.30, unless you live down in L.A., and then it was closer to $7. And the national average, of course, is $3.80, according to AAA. And Governor Newsom somehow managed to recognize that was happening. And so, of course, he blames it on the oil refineries. And nothing about a dollar worth of taxes that are on every gallon of gas. So switching from summer to winter blend would save consumers 15 to 20 cents per gallon, according to Doug Sharp, a spokesman for the Southern California Automobile Club. But if there are people that are thinking it's going to be $7 a gallon. When we hit that, when we hit $6.50, which we're close to, we have pretty much caught up with Europe, who charges $1.75 a liter, 3.8 liters to a gallon, something like that. And it's always been that Europe has, their gas prices were astronomical compared to ours, but no longer, which is why in Europe, you have small cars, hybrids, light hybrids, that get 50 miles to a gallon. And because the cost of gasoline is so high. Well, California is driving. Did you like that? Driving its, its car owners to smaller cars. And, of course, they want to do the electric cars, but we don't have the infrastructure for that. So we're just going to keep killing the middle class and the poor, working poor, by raising these. Now, as you know, Newsom and all of the assembly and the assembly members in the Senate of California get free gas. Oh, yeah. They get free gas. We don't get free gas. So this is not going to get any better. And then when you look and you take it up the next notch at the national level, when the things the Biden administration is to make it harder to get oil and have the gas, the oil companies are saying, why should we invest literally billions of dollars in building new refineries when you're pushing the electric so hard? It doesn't make any sense. We won't get our money back from that. And we're not going to get into the cost and to the earth and the natural resources with electric cars, which we don't have the infrastructure for anyway. So this is just the reality that we're facing right now, is that California's legislators have their heads so far up their bum that they should have a picture window put into their stomach so they can see where they're going. That, of course, is just a personal feeling. Now, they're saying, the Democrats are saying, oh, but we should put a windfall tax on oil profits. Where do you think that goes? Okay, we're going to take more money away from the oil companies. Okay, the oil companies just raise the price of gas another cent. How about we just put a more, I hate to use the word moratorium, but how about suspend the gas tax till we get everything under control? Would that work? No, because they've asked about it before, and the Democrats will not do it because, frankly, they do not care. Moving on. Vice President Kamala Harris. The other day, of course, she said about, talked about, touted the strong relationship with our ally, North Korea. Now, you know, a lot of people got all excited about that. I don't, because, you know, I misspeak all the time. Nathan, you misspeak once or twice. So I can, you know, I can understand that. That wasn't, of course, as egregious as Joe Biden looking for Jackie, who had been killed in a car wreck 3 months before, and he was talking about a bill, and he goes, and he's thinking, he says, Jackie, hey, where's Jackie? And he's looking around the room. Now, here's the problem with that. That one, he didn't know that she was dead, even though that I'm sure, you know, he's leaving script. But here's the real scary thing. What if he saw her? What if he had seen her earlier? And now he was looking for her again. Oh, and I just saw her. Ah, she was just backstage. Where's Jackie? That is the scary part. Is, you know, is, did he see Jackie? Do we know if he saw Jackie? Or is he just looking for Jackie? I'm sorry that if this seems to be offensive, but it worries me that when he says things like this, that one day he goes, here, let's just push that button. Thinking that it's the button to call the butler in to give him his warm milk. And it's the red button that he wants to push. Thank God there's like 20 people around him to prevent that. But now, Kamala. After Hurricane Ian, which was, of course, horrendous, 47 people died, just destroyed a lot of the infrastructure in Florida. She said that, this was her comment, in our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions. We have to address this in a way, it's about giving resources based on equity. So what does that mean? If you are in a person of color or in a community, there's lots of people of color then, does that mean that they get the resources before people who are not of color? And after she said that, you can't even imagine the consternation that that brought up. And when she was asked if she could clarify the comments, she would not answer the question. Can you clarify what you meant about equity for hurricane relief? And she, of course, just ignored that question. Now, Christina Pushaw, who is a rapid response director for Ron DeSantis, said on Twitter that the comment by Harris is false. This is false. Her rhetoric is causing undue panic and must be clarified. FEMA individual assistance is already available to all Floridians impacted by Hurricane Ian, regardless of race or background. And when you have the vice president of the United States, that we should help people based on race is scary. It would be scary to me thinking that, okay, my house was destroyed, as was my neighbor's house, who was a person of color, and our houses are destroyed, yet their house, and they would be seen first because they are a different color than I am. I mean, reverse that. Reverse that. Oh, the people that should be getting help should be based on what their tax, how much taxes they pay, if they, you know, if they have businesses and all this. I mean, that's just purely ridiculous. But then again, this is something that we're used to from Vice President Harris, who's been called on to resign by left wing commentator Bill Maher. Maybe not a bad idea. 7:45 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows better about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it for a couple of decades. He is the man to go to. He is a true professional. He can fix anything from that small chip that could spread into a crack and then crack your windshield, especially during winter time. As it gets closer to winter and we start getting freezing temperatures, and you get water in one of those small chips, it could expand it into a crack. He can fix a small chip or cracks up to 24 inches in length. For a free inspection and analysis, stop by his place at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business, and he stands by his work. We'll be right back.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, the 3rd of October, 7:50 in the morning, and it's around 58 degrees.
Yeah, it's ooh. Nice.
Ooh,
nice.
Why is the air conditioning on? This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. Mike Huber is quite the guy. One, he's got an eye. You can almost say he's an artist when he's working with marble and granite and slate and tile. If you've got an idea for your kitchen, because, hey, you know, I just want to redo our kitchen, sit down with Mike, and he will make your dreams reality. And, I mean, entirely trustworthy. We gave him the keys to our house while we were gone for like 3 or 4 days several years ago. And when we came home, it was really a work of art. He had redone our whole kitchen in granite and tile, and it's just beautiful. This is the kind of work he does, and he's real busy, as you can imagine, so he works by appointments only. But for a free consultation, give him a call at 530-241-STONE or look him up at estategranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business. Okay, now, several years ago, we had somebody working for us named Bob. Bob had a leg problem. Really difficult for him to walk. He went across the street one day and got stopped by a policeman and was given a jaywalking ticket. Okay. And I said, fight it. Go in there. Tell him you got leg problems. And it was just, you know, he just needed to get across the street. So he did. He went down to fight it, and the officer never showed up. So it didn't cost him anything. He doesn't have to worry about it anymore. Neither do you, neither do I, because Governor Newsom signed into law making jaywalking a non-entity anymore. That's right. Governor Newsom signed something that said that it totally decriminalized it, and so no more ticketing unless it's so egregious that the policeman just has to do it. But just for just jaywalking, no more. And why do you think that is? It's because jaywalking, ticketing jaywalkers is racist, according to, Assemblymember Phil Ting out of San Francisco. It should not be a criminal offense to safely cross the street. And frankly, I jaywalk all the time. But, you know, we go across the street here, heading to different places. But I will tell you that I don't, if there's a policeman around, I will not throw it into their face by jaywalking in front of them. However, now it appears that, that jaywalking tickets are usually in urban communities, which is usually people of color, and so that's why. So, Assembly Bill 2147 now decriminalizes jaywalking. Unless it's immediate danger of collision with a moving vehicle or other device moving exclusively by human power. All right.
How?
It's California. Come on. And you know, Newsom just signed into law saying transgender people want, you know, minors that want to be transgendered can now come here. This is their sanctuary. California, sanctuary. Okay, find me the part. I know there's something there from the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Maybe it's something where I want it there, so every time I look around and we talk sanctuary, then you play, sanctuary, sanctuary. I think it's Hunchback of Notre Dame. Okay, find that one so we can play that. Because we're going to be the sanctuary for everything. We're sanctuary for illegals. We're sanctuary for kids for transgenderism. We're everything. Everything. Except for paying taxes and the cost of living. There is no sanctuary here. Okay, let me move on quickly here before we run to a break. Went to the Stillwater Powwow Friday night. Wow. I will tell you, I've never been to one before, but I brought my father-in-law. And Tom and I went to the Stillwater Powwow quite, you know what, if you have not seen that, and it's over now, but if you've not seen that, you need to go there. Nations from all over, Indian, Native American Indian nations from all over the country, plus Canada were here. And they have this grand entry where all of these different nations are in full regalia, come in. On the sides are they're beating on the drums. And you know, it's, I hate to say this, and I don't want to offend anybody, but it's kind of like movies, you know, the Westerns where you'd hear the beating of the drums and the high-pitched chants going on. It was spectacular. And the costumes I won't say costumes. They're native, the regalia, their native dress is just fantastic. And I find out afterwards that one of our close friends who is a Native American, I never realized, even though she's told me 100 times, it just bounced off me, she participates in that. And I went back to the videos I took and I found her. So I sent it to her. She was in full regalia. And when they come in, and this thing, was down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. So, that's kind of cool too. Native Americans and the cowboys getting together for something. It was a great event. And lots of vendors, lots of food there and all those things. But if you have not seen that, you need next year to go. And we will be more than happy to,
Did you try it's the
free.
Tacos?
It's free. Oh, you know, I would have.
So good.
Which leads me to the next. We were told about this one place. I'm not going to tell you where it is. I'm not even going to mention the name of it because it could have been a bad day. We were told about this one place, so we went down there. We ordered what we heard was really great. It was horrible. It was horrible. It was just bad.
I had the opposite experience. It was great.
Well, no, I'm not talking about...
Oh, not the tacos?
Oh, no. Those are good. Tacos. No, we went to a place beforehand and ate because we got kicked out of the house because all these women were coming over to the house. So we left early. We went down to have dinner at this one place that somebody told us how good it was. And we went to, it was just bad. And so we left. But there were a lot of people in there. And I thought, well, I'm not going to say the name of the place because maybe it was just a bad day.
Sure.
Everybody has a bad day. So I'm not going to tell you the name of that place. But then we should have saved it, went over and had, oh, gosh, Indian tacos, fried bread.
So good.
Oh, should have done that. Okay, last thing I want to talk about. Everybody knows I've been kind of up on my – I've been up and hackles up on the short-term rentals. And went down and talked in front of the community or in front of the city council twice. Everybody agrees is that the ordinance is written horribly. But they went and put a moratorium on it. And so they said, well, there's no reason not to stop them, but you can't appeal it. I said, okay, great. And you've got 10 days to appeal it. Okay. Well, guess when the letter came? That's right.
Too late? What?
That's right. We were gone. And when we got back, it was a day late. And I called in and said, hey, I want to appeal it. And they came back and said, sorry. You can't. It's been over 10 days. I've written 2 letters to the council saying, the first one saying, oh, come on. This is a badly written ordinance. You all agreed on that, and I can't even appeal it because it's been 10 days. Do you think I got any answer back? I got something back from the planning commission that says, well, you had 10 days. I'm sorry. Or planning department that said, oh, no, you had your 10 days, and whether it's you're gone or if you're sick makes no difference. So I wrote another letter. And I said, come on, one day, are you telling me that one day when all the mistakes you all make and get free passes on, that was the soccer field. Oh, well, yeah, somebody should have been overseeing that, but she didn't. Or, hey, we just sold land that cost us $100,000 because we sold it illegally. Oh, do over. Do you think they could give me a day? No. So. We have never endorsed people before on Free Fire Radio. We just don't do it. They're our neighbors and all that. But when things like this happen, it kind of makes me wonder if perhaps maybe we shouldn't start leaning into endorsements a little bit.
Oh, man.
So well. Okay.
What else? Cut that off your chest.
Yeah,
feel better.
I did, kind of. Yeah. Let me see. The other thing that really bothers me again is our chat room is gone. Where is our chat room?
I've got someone that wants to talk to you on the break.
Okay, on the break?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after the news with Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. Amrit Thomason. The cost of recovery from Hurricane Ian expected to run into the tens of billions of dollars. The tragic cost and lives lost now topping 80. Florida and the Carolinas are hard hit. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says heavy rains and rising waters submerged homes miles inland.
I know a lot of folks have focused on some of the really catastrophic impacts that we saw along our southwest coast, and those are obviously very severe impacts. But this is such a big storm, brought so much water, that you're having basically what's been a 500-year flood event here in DeSoto County and in some of the neighboring counties.
The governor heard on WZBN-TV. And in the wake of Ian's devastation, Town Hall News and our companion network SRN News, partnering with Christian nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to send emergency supplies to victims in Florida and the Carolinas. More information available at the website srnnews.com. Beginning today, the trial of a Wisconsin man, allegedly the driver of an SUV, that plowed through spectators at a Christmas parade in a Milwaukee suburb, killing six, injuring dozens.
Daryl Brooks faces nearly 80 charges in last year's car crash in Waukesha. Prosecutors promised to present extensive video of the SUV plowing through the crowd, and the trial had looked like a straightforward proceeding, but the judge last week allowed Brooks to represent himself. He has no legal training, but will get the opportunity to cross-examine victims, police officers, and anyone else who testifies.
And that's correspondent Julie Walker. A rally underway this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 645 points. The Nasdaq ahead 167. The S&P 74 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched 5G services in India, calling it a step toward the new era.
The government says the launch in select cities will cover the entire country over the next couple of years. Bharti Airtel is rolling out its 5G services in 8 cities and has set March 2024 as the deadline for countrywide coverage for as many as 5,000 towns. Reliance Jio Telecom Company plans to start from 4 metropolitan areas in October and hopes to reach most cities and towns in 18 months.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. It is the same old playbook, with Iran's supreme leader blaming the U.S. and Israel for recent demonstrations that have rocked the Islamic Republic. In reality, those protests were prompted by the death of a 22-year-old woman who was being held by police. She was detained by Iran's so-called morality police. News and analysis, townhall.com. Another longtime source of energy, this one in the Southwest, has been shuttered.
A coal-fired power plant in New Mexico that provided electricity to millions of people in the Southwest for 50 years has been shut down. The closure of the San Juan Generating Station follows years of legal battles by environmentalists and pressures aimed at curbing so-called climate change. The reality of the closing? Hundreds of good-paying jobs are gone, along with tens of millions of dollars in annual tax revenue, greatly affected the large Navajo community. Jason Walker reporting.
$3.80 a gallon. That's AAA's national average for gasoline as of this morning. And the Auto Club says prices are on the rise again as supply tightens and demand increases. As is often the case, pump prices significantly higher in California. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning. Today, the 3rd of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Nathan's got the weather. It's also National Nerd Day.
What? It is National Tech Day.
Tech Day.
National Tech
Day. That's what I meant.
Come on.
I was going to say, and you're referring to him. Why?
No, oh, there's many reasons. Anyways, the weather today is sunny with a high near 91. And tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 62. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 91. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night is going to be clear with a low around 62. South wind around 6 miles an hour. Wednesday is going to be sunny with a high near 93. And Wednesday night is going to be cool with a low around 63. Thursday, once again, 92 and a low around 63.
Okay, I'm over the 90s.
Are we ready for 80s yet?
Well, the gosh, yeah.
Music?
It was so beautiful for a while.
Oh, right.
Oh, man, I tell you. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business. The cost of fuel oil, my friends, is going to be astronomical this year. As we know, we've talked about the cost of gasoline, so you can imagine fuel oil, how much that's going to cost. But here's Shasta Gas Propane. They treat their customers like friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Well, if it's the first Monday of the month, I am sitting here with two lovely people.
Mm.
Rhonda Alvey.
I question that mine.
Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you two?
I'm... Go ahead.
Is she on?
I don't know.
Turn her up.
Am I on?
There you go.
There you
I was going to say, I don't hear you.
Yeah. You got four buttons to push. Okay.
Listen, it's Monday. I got one.
The chat room's gone, by the way, my friends. And why is the chat room gone? We've gotten phone calls. I've gotten emails. I don't know why the chat room disappeared. It was
Carl,
here Friday.
It's the beginning of the collapse of civilization.
There it is. That's it. It's the collapse of civilization. So here it was here Friday. It was here Friday night. And Sunday morning it was gone. So somewhere on Saturday it disappeared. So I'm sorry, my friends.
So Rhonda's great, by the way.
Yeah.
You're great.
Yeah, I'm great.
That's what you asked. You asked.
Oh, yeah.
You're great.
You couldn't hear me?
I, on the other hand, I'm tired.
Are you tired?
I'm really
tired. You look
tired.
A little
tired. Yeah.
What's up?
My wife's father passed away, and so we've been doing a lot of traveling. He lives on the Eastern Sierras way down south. It's about a 9-hour drive each direction.
Oh, my gosh.
We've done it 4 times already, and we have one more trip to do. So last night, I just finally hit bottom when we were driving back, you know, right around just a little bit after maybe, what's that place called? Oh, gosh, I can't even remember. Anyway, it's very cold. He lives just past Mammoth by about an hour, so we were heading back home, but then there's this place that you cross. But you know what I got to say is, what the heck is the deal with California and gas?
Oh.
You briefly go through a small part of Nevada, and even though the gas prices are outrageous even there, they're like $5, $6, you know, dollars, right? on the eastern side of the Sierras in California. I know exactly.
What
place is that? $9 a gallon.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's at like this. It's in this little town, and
there's lots of little towns around.
And there's nothing around it, and it's like there's like a casino there or something close to it. It's overlooking a lake. Gas. Back in September of last year, it was $6 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just imagine what it is now. I mean, we're almost $3 above the national average right here in California. Newsom wants to get rid of the summer refinery gas and go to winter because it's easier and it's cheaper, up to 20 cents a gallon cheaper. But here, I mean, we got down to, didn't we get down to like $4.50 a gallon or something like that?
For a couple days.
But a year ago, right back up.
But
let's just say it, under the last administration, it was $3 and we were screaming about that. In Europe right now, we've reached the point where we almost match Europe for the cost of petrol.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always been double.
Way
and even triple us, but not anymore.
Which is not fair, but nonetheless, I don't understand. And I know we live in the United States, which states govern certain things, but, and I could understand maybe 50 cent difference, but dollars and dollars.
Even a dollar difference. And so now they're pushing.
It was insane to fill up my truck. Literally, we're now in some places in an emergency. Obviously, you want to plan better, but sometimes you don't, and sometimes you need gas, and, to fill up my truck was near $200.
Oh my gosh!
And they
It diesel or gas?
No, it's gas.
Gas, okay. And diesel's cheaper now for the first time that I can remember in years.
And they only let you put $100 in, so you have to go and swipe your card again to do enough second filling.
Well, the other thing too,
and I'm like, you're charging $8 a gallon, and you're only letting me put $100 in. Do you know how many gallons that is? Not many. If you drive a truck, you're not even half full.
Well, they don't want you to drive a truck. They want you to drive cars like they have in Europe, little Fiat 500s, which are fine little cars. They get 50 miles a gallon. They call them light hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you push on the brake or you take your foot off the gas, it charges.
And I'm totally
the battery.
Okay. I would be totally okay with that as a driving car if I knew if somebody in their truck wouldn't kill me when they hit me because they're so gigantic.
It just is totally sucks. And then they wonder why people are leaving California. A friend that moved to Wyoming, and immediately his disposable income went up to something like close to $20,000 because of taxes, gas, all the other things they charge you. And I mean, that's a significant amount of money in your take home pay there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
lots to complain about, but there is still
a lot
to celebrate.
Great things. So we're going to take an early break here so we can get back and start talking about why Northern California is such a great place to live.
It is.
It's, you know what? When you go to other places.
Out of California, it's incredible.
When you tell people that you're from California, they want to pat you on the shoulder and say, I'm sorry. But you tell them it's Northern California, and they have no concept.
No.
In Europe. California is like, oh gosh, yeah, we want to visit California. California is a great place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know? Have you ever heard of Mount Shasta? And most of them have.
Mount Shasta
is pretty famous. Mm-hmm. And the cab driver says he loved to go there because he loves to fish. Mm-hmm. So he goes to Florida and he goes to California. There's cab drivers in Rome. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a great place. And speaking of fair, they have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Anything from Native American to
gold.
Gold, and, estate jewelry, and all of this at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I had.
Do you ever listen to this music? Did you just hit delete?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, the reason, are we back yet?
We are back, yes.
Okay, the reason we hit delete is because
that was awesome.
Our bump music had one of those words that we never use.
Yeah. I didn't,
right?
On your show.
On my show.
On our shows, our show. We do it all the time.
Oh,
I had my first
in the chat. Okay, in the chat's gone. However, we found chat, but we just paused it because now it's got its own little spot in a different. Who does this to me over the weekends? You know, it's come on, guys.
It must be Monday.
This is a fun day.
We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Empire. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Enjoy. Happy birthday to you.
There was 16
years.
So much like Marilyn.
I love your
dress. Somebody get a fan.
To you. Enjoy.
Mr. President.
Okay, it's your 16th birthday.
Can you believe that?
No.
Huh?
That's crazy.
You know what? It's you know, we're getting ready to start our 14th year.
Yeah.
And that's crazy that we're still here and alive. And
can you believe when we started this, I was 16?
Well, it's aged you, buddy.
I know, right?
Which it's makes me, you. What, 18? So,
yeah. So, you know what? On your 16th
birthday. Don't you love the
cover,
though? Look at that.
It is.
As a diabetic, I'm just in awe.
And it was delicious.
Yeah, they got to eat it. This cake,
wow,
was made for us, and of course, you know, we've gotten a million calls already at the office for who made the cake, and of course, we always try to tell people.
Who made the cake?
Anything that we put on the cover traditionally has a few pages in. It'll give you who was the contest winner. I'm willing winter in.
Push through.
Contest winner, but it also then usually gives you like who's on the front, or, and I don't know why I can't find it, but you're on the page.
It's on page 7.
Yeah, okay.
And it's Gracie Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And the cake was made by Simply Sugary.
Oh my gosh.
And you notice that there is a full page in there too. She also made us beautiful 16-year cookies.
Wow.
So we're trying to really give her a plug because she's a small business owner here in town, and she does an amazing work with confections and cookies and cakes. But this cake, they're putting figs on the top. Let me tell you what, that's the only thing natural in there as far as real fruit. The rest of it is amazeballs of kinds of things.
No. It's got all the basic food groups in there.
No, it does. It does.
You know, it's got
milk. I'm not saying it's unhealthy.
It's got milk.
Eggs,
it's got eggs.
It's got flour.
It's got wheat. I mean, you know, this is...
Dairy.
You know, this is natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dairy.
And dairy.
But do you remember you sent me a list? Because a woman called me and it was like, what kind of a cake was it? It was a white pound cake, or not pound cake.
Sponge cake.
Sponge cake. And it had she called this her cookie dough. Cookies and cream cake or something?
It was like cookies and cream cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the filling was cookie dough.
Cookie dough with maple this and drizzle that.
And then that's a caramel drizzle. And
It
was very sweet and delicious.
We were at the, at Bark, Wine, and Brew Saturday night, which was a sold out event. Mm-hmm. And they always do a dessert table where people will buy it and they can share it at their table. And there wasn't anything on there.
So you buy a pie or you buy a cake?
They had like one pie that was a special pie, but all these cakes with different themes. One of them went for $800.
Nice.
I think the cheapest one in there was $200. And
that's how they're doing their fundraising.
That
right?
was part yeah, of the yeah. fundraising yeah, yeah. for it, because people
that's
will donate
great. What
these.
A great idea.
But it's like this. It was just, some of them were just, you know, I don't see any. They were all really, really nice cakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see.
I guarantee you,
like
this cake
one.
Was sitting there, and she had the description. I mean, there was like 10 things.
Well, yeah.
You would have paid $800 for it.
Oh.
Because you were just like, no way.
Oh, yeah. So, and it was...
So anyway, we're celebrating our birthday at Enjoy.
Good.
And we're super excited. And
it's too bad you didn't have like your very first cover.
Oh, no.
We have one at the office.
I know, but, you know, maybe someplace in here.
No,
oh,
because
yeah.
I was...
Yeah.
Because I was really thin and attractive.
But you weren't on the cover.
And there are there were other people on the cover that aren't with us anymore.
Oh, okay.
So that's
the
reason why we'd have to clone them out, even though we don't want to.
clone them out. Okay. So where do you want to start, birthday kids?
Well, I mean,
there'll be a birthday spanking afterwards. I know you always like that.
Another thing too is it's October also celebrates the store's birthday. Isn't it? 12.
Yep. Wow.
We opened in 2010, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
And now into a new location, of course, which is...
And we've been there for 1 year, moved there in October.
Finally. Then we also get to celebrate our Edible magazine's birthday is in October as well.
Cool. October's like a big
month. October's a huge month. And you want to know whose birthday it is that's the most important not to miss in October. Mine.
And Michelle's. Michelle's one of the publishers.
Yeah.
Well,
lots of
October. My gosh, an October baby.
What, fall, yep.
Was it on Halloween?
No, it's the 17th. No.
All right, I was just wondering.
No.
Okay.
So, birthdays. Anyway, yeah, so this magazine, I will say, I'll talk to you at the break because I just actually want to get your take on something. But
okay,
this,
sure.
This to me is a very, this magazine reaffirmed, it was kind of a little bit of prophetic guidance came to me through this magazine. Rhonda knows what it's all about. And it's so weird, but I'm keeping it close to the vest, but okay. I'll share with you.
Okay.
So first and foremost,
right.
This magazine is giving me guidance, this issue. Not that it doesn't. It gives lots of people guidance, right?
It does.
A lot of people use this
We've used this to go to places.
Yeah,
before.
Their travel plans and stuff. But there's a lot of really fun stuff in here. Obviously, he's talking about Oktoberfest coming on October 15th. You know, all the stuff that Turtle Bay's got going on. we're heavily promoting here right now at the store is, you know, supply chain issues. If you want gifts for corporate, let us know now.
Yeah.
Because we'd love to put together some type of a corporate gift crate for your businesses or your people that you're respecting or honoring, or in some type of a gift bag or something unique. And we're heavily promoting our own brand, which is Reading Goods Company. What else do we have going on in here? There is a story in here that's really cool that's called What Lies Beneath the Town of Kennett Under Shasta Lake. So a lot of people are familiar with the fact that, you know, Whiskey Town, when they filled it, swallowed
Lake Shasta.
Hmm?
It's Lake Shasta.
No, I know. I'm saying
that
people know about Whiskey Town.
Yes.
When they filled Whiskey Town Lake, we lost the town of Whiskey or Whiskey Town. That's kind of what's famous. What a lot of people don't realize is Shasta Lake did the same thing, and they actually sank a much larger city called the City of Kennett. And it was a smelting town for raw minerals, predominantly copper. And it was actually a pretty large city back in the day. And when they raised the lake, the city disappeared. But the photos are amazing to look at the infrastructure that was put in for the huge, gigantic, it's called Mammoth Smelting Company, the smelters, and all the people that worked and lived there, and the homes and neighborhoods and things that were developed. And pretty astonishing to think about that an entire city can just be eliminated.
Some of it was actually burned down before they buried in the water. But it's all under 400 feet of water. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. What else do we have going on in this issue, Rhonda?
Town of Kennett.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there will be a documentary at Riverfront Playhouse about the town of Kennett on October 15th. And
this is the Shasta Historical Society and Riverfront Playhouse are partnering to show a documentary that was done by what's her name? Do you remember?
Myra Buteau, and
it's a book.
She wrote a book and she made a documentary. Yes, and it's actually pretty interesting. Actually, Enjoy Magazine also sponsored by purchasing the licensing for us. So it's going to be pretty cool, and Myra will be at that event on the 15th with her books and with DVDs of this. It's a 37-minute documentary, so it's not a super long
documentary. I mean, I don't know whether we have a ton of them, but this would be kind of a fun thing to do once we get Movies in the Park back up on its feet to do, like partner with the Historic Society to do these types of things where we show the community.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that probably most people don't even realize or know about.
How big was Kennett? Probably wasn't a large town.
Nothing here was large during that time, but large enough. I mean, if you look at the pictures, you could definitely see the stores and bars and
big
homes
restaurant
and
a hotel.
And yeah.
And it looks like, train station went through there?
Yeah.
The train went through there?
And I don't know if the picture in there, you can see I don't know if it shows the... No, we don't even have a picture of it. It was called Mammoth. There was actually two smelting facilities. The big one was called Mammoth, and it was huge. I mean, it looked like a full-blown modern factory.
A lot of damage.
So they actually put our water, our drinking water, into a smelter plant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would imagine that if they got down far enough and you could see it, I mean, there was the slag, I guess they call it the slag wall.
Yeah.
Where they would dump the slag.
Yeah.
And it just literally ran down the side of the hill and then hardened. Right? So I'm sure 400 feet deep, there's that slag wall is still there.
We hope.
I don't know if.
Well, once the water went over, it just emptied into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a photo in here of the water rising.
Yeah.
And there's a railroad car still on the tracks. So I wonder if down there.
Well, they just filled it up. Everything went bye-bye.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, you know, even when the water's really low like this, this is one of the, I guess.
They still have like 300 feet of water in there.
Yeah. I mean, and this city is, they're saying, around 400 feet deep under there. So this one doesn't show itself.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, so on October 15th at the Riverfront Playhouse, there's going to be the town, Kennett, the town under Shasta Lake, and the lady, Myra Buteau, who wrote it, wrote the book, and then did the documentary, and is going to be there at, on October 15th at, it's a Saturday at 1:30 at Riverfront.
And cool. You can actually get tickets or you can make reservations at the Historical Society. It's $5 to get in for non-members of the Historical Society, and it's free for members.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two different divisions in Maxwell that Judy Maxwell started. One an insurance division and one a financial management division. But she's got them all under one roof. And if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, how about your insurance? You know, if you've had insurance a long time, if you're having problems getting fire insurance and all this, give them a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. She treats her customers as friends and looks out for them. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years.
We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm looking to make sure there's no bad words in this.
No, you can trust Annie.
Yeah, I can.
Miss Lennox is good.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's more you hope. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And if you just tuned in, let me catch you up on everything. The chat room is not where it's supposed to be. Somehow over the weekend, it got changed. So it's got its own little spot on the front page that says chat, and it opens up a new
chat window.
Chat window, which we just permanently paused until we open it up again, because I'm trying to find out why that happened, because it happened, but nobody knew about it.
You're just like YouTube right now, where you can't put a thumbs down.
Yeah,
they blocked it, so you're not allowing anybody to talk back poorly about it.
Nobody can. We do that because we have one individual who is crazy and mentally off, who puts horrible things on this about anything. Profanity and all types of things. So we just, we delete and ban, delete and ban. So I wonder if you could actually
have them just block that IP, unless they
uses a VPN.
Oh, he does.
So now I'm trying to find out, can we block VPNs? I don't know. We're trying to find that. If we can do that, then we can eliminate this.
Have you just asked him to stop?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we have, but he's
not well.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my opinion. This portion of the show, though, is by people who are very well. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, and where I've been going for 15 years, and again this week, to get my haircut. Haven't had a bad haircut in 15 years. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. They work by appointments only, so you give them a call at 530-244-9478. You won't be sorry. Great people. Right across the parking lot. From Lucky Miller's. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And it's their 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And everything seems to happen in October here, besides your birthday, of course,
yeah.
Big guy, is that the store was moved and it's been open in a new location a year. Doesn't mm-hmm. seem like it.
Yep.
Just flew by.
It did.
So we
and it really is, because we moved we closed the month of October.
We moved in there in October.
Yeah. What is the deal with our October?
I know.
Something going on there. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I had no idea what chestnuts, how they, I mean, I kind of knew they grew
iconic,
on the trees.
Right?
Yeah, they're
but
amazing.
But I know nothing about them, too.
And look at the outside of them. They're like scary. They're like cactus-like, they say.
Yeah. Well, we were just in Italy, and there are spots where they're roasting them out there on the street.
And they have this person that the story is about has an outdoor kitchen, and that's where she does her roasting as well. So.
It's called At the End of the Road, Harrison's California Chestnuts in Gridley on page 23. So we have, once again, another awesome producer in our region that does something that I think is kind of unique. This is how I see a chestnut, just like on the front cover, right? Like, I see that, and I think, okay, I know that that's a chestnut. But I've never seen the chestnut nut, and I never have seen the chestnut pod, which is on the first page, and it looks like a cactus ball. Or one of those balls that fall from a sycamore tree.
Yeah,
yeah, it does. I did not expect
liquid
it.
Amber. Yeah. Yeah. We used to call them spiky balls.
Yeah,
spiky balls. Yeah, I didn't know those.
So you take that spiky ball husk off, and then there's a nut, a brown nut, and then you roast that nut, and then crack it open, and then there's the actual nut inside that you eat. And I was asking at the commercial break, I said, how come you never see chestnuts in, like, the can of nuts? Like, you know, my wife and I love nuts, and we'll always buy either,
the mixed nuts.
The mixed nuts, right? And you get the, cashews, peanuts, almonds. You'll get the Brazilian nuts. Yeah, Brazil nuts. And then sometimes what's the one from Hawaii?
Oh, macadamia.
Right? Like, but I've never seen...
There's two of the macadamia nuts.
Yeah, two. Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, now that you said that, we just bought one before we left on our trip, right? And it was mixed nuts. And those, what we identified was everything in there, and it said that it also had pecans. I dumped the whole can out to see what I could see because I was looking for a pecan. And I took a picture with it on my phone, and I just realized I don't know where my phone is. But anyway, there were three pecans, and there were two of the nuts, the Hawaiian nuts.
Oh, macadamia.
Macadamia and whatever. The rest were all peanuts and almonds. And I thought, this is a ripoff.
Well, if you look at the can, it'll say...
It does. It
70%
says peanuts. My can said less than 50% peanuts.
Oh, did it?
Uh-huh, because I was reading every single
thing. Did you count it all?
No. Okay. But I could tell you it's off if you're talking about three,
You should
pecans.
Send a letter. Send the picture and
three
a letter.
Three pecans? Come on.
Well,
anyway.
Well, let's get into the size of boxes that they charge you more for. The boxes have gotten smaller. And, it's just, okay.
So my question is, why don't they use chestnuts in anything? What's the deal with the chestnut? Why isn't it in a mixed nut?
I don't know, but I think they're pretty big, so they would take up most
but
of
so
the
But so is
big.
A Brazil nut. Brazil nuts are... can be giant.
Yeah, that's true.
It appears here is that there's not a lot of information about chestnuts as far as being grown in the United States. And they bought this farm in Gridley when they were retiring, and they said a small ad, 13-acre farm for sale in Gridley. It was at the end of the road.
And they did it it on a handshake deal. Mm. And 2 weeks later, in 2004, the Harrisons moved on to the land and took over and continued the orchard for chestnuts. I'd be just curious to know. I don't know anything. You don't see chestnut butter. At least I haven't seen it.
No. Chestnut milk. But here's the thing about chestnuts is after the end of the life of the tree growing, then you can, it's a
furniture.
Huge tree. They use it for furniture.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good furniture wood, I guess. Yeah. You have like, this is a,
okay,
a bureau made out of chestnut wood. So anyway, if you're into chestnuts, we have somebody here locally that you might be able to reach out to.
And she does say that she sells them out by October.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the next thing is when do they harvest? Don't you usually do walnuts are in October, too?
She said they start falling in, by Labor Day. They're falling off the trees.
Oh.
Yeah. They form in May. And, and it's about several thousand chestnuts per acre. Okay.
A thousand?
Several thousand.
Oh,
per acre.
Well, now I know why they're not in a can of anything. They don't make any of them. The trees aren't very prolific.
But she says she roasts them and eats them. That's her favorite way to eat them.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you can...
Well, obviously they've been
a mainstay. You see those things being roasted in big cities.
A mainstay in some form because they have such an iconic influence on the holidays, right? They're in so much of our...
In Korea, they're everywhere. In Seoul. And so chestnuts are being roasted out there. You get bags of chestnuts there, too. So
it's one of those things you just scratch your head.
Okay.
Just on the next page, 26, it says Strongest Steel, Girlinger Steel in Reading. So we just did a little feature on one of our iconic local.
They have been around.
Yeah, forever, right?
93 years.
93 years, Girlinger Steel.
Yeah.
Right downtown.
I know. What's so cool. And, their whistle. If you work downtown, is one of those things that is, I think, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It chimes
at
8, noon, and 5, and you can hear it everywhere. It's like a steam whistle. It's lunchtime. It's time to go. And I love that. So super cool. I've used them a lot. We are putting in our kitchen at the new location for the store, and we bought all of our stainless steel for all of our walls because, kitchens need to be steel for
of
some
course.
Reason.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Tile's not good.
Yep.
I think it's pretty interesting, and it says that they have played a role in iconic Northern California projects from Shasta Dam and I-5 to the Golden Gate Bridge and beyond.
Well, if you remember when they were redoing the bridge down there and they used Chinese steel that
Which bridge?
I think it was either the Golden Gate or the Bay Bridge.
The Bay Bridge. There was a problem.
Yeah, the steel was no good, and it took Chinese people or their workers to put it together for some reason, part of that. But then they had to go back in 2 years and redo it.
Yep.
Where you have Girlinger steel right here. Hey, we'd like to have we'd like to make an order for the Bay Area Bridge. Yeah. The Bay Bridge.
Right.
How long would that take you?
So, and you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that they obviously do large, huge jobs, but they are willing to do small, little things too. If you go to the office and you bring, you know,
your plans and requests,
they do that. We actually talked to them at one point about putting together, trying to find if it was more cost effective to have our magazine racks made here, mm-hmm. to make them a little unique versus ordering, because most of the magazine racks come from the East Coast.
Yeah.
So you might be able to buy a magazine rack for $22 a piece, and that, you know, and that's fairly inexpensive, but it costs $44 to ship it. So it's twice as much to ship it as it is the actual product. So at some point you're just like, okay, that's stupid. Right. So we went there to have them do some pricing for us. And so you can go in and do all kinds of stuff. Just, or either call them on the phone and they'll give you a bid over the phone on some type of project in steel. I'll tell you what though. I mean, obviously I don't wish for them to move or go out of business in any way, but those buildings are amazing. Could you imagine if you could buy those brick buildings and turn them into some really cool, like, I don't know, you know, restaurants and shops and stuff, because they're just so beautiful, all that old steel and brick and stuff. They have a gold mine there in that little street. It's like they almost have their own, that little L street that runs through it. Could you imagine?
They're camping.
I know. I love it. So, yeah, so we are celebrating Girlinger, you know, as one of those.
Well, you know, it's one of those unsung businesses. It's been around 93 years, and it's, I have no idea how many people they employ. And,
a lot.
And they obviously...
And I think they're not just here in Reading, too. I think they have, like, people that are off-site that do a lot of their work. Because when I was getting my steel pricing, I think I talked to somebody...
There's a Woodland plant.
Yeah.
A plant in Woodland, and the business has a workforce of between 90 and 100 people, a fleet of 10 trucks that deliver throughout Northern California and Nevada.
There you go, Carl.
There you go.
The fourth generation of Girlingers are deeply involved in the business.
Fourth generation.
Wow.
Fourth generation, yeah.
That's awesome.
So, this is great. You know what? This is one of the reasons that we so much, and we have to take a break here, but so much enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you all come up with these articles like
just things
like
that
Shasta,
you know,
Kennett.
But you don't know.
Like, yeah, you've heard about.
Yeah, you've heard about. But
how many times have you driven by? Because you'll come down Placer Street and you'll make that turn onto California, and then you make that quick turn into Girlinger, so you can come around the block to find a parking spot.
Yeah, right. I was going to say.
Right there. And you go by it. And,
that's the
and
thing. Go back around through Girlinger to come back and try to get a parking space.
Yeah, that's it. To get a parking spot right there in Girlinger. And so it's been here. But well, that was great. Thanks for this article.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. All right, got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. But did you know that they're going to start becoming a teaching hospital? Starting next year, they're going to have 24 residents that are going to be here for 3 years as they go through their different departments.
I heard about
that. And this is fantastic for a number of reasons. One, more doctors are there, and they're learning their specialties. But once they're here, and they see what a great place it is up here in the North State, wouldn't that be great if we could keep half of them, or even a third of them, new doctors, you know, especially if they were in the general practice. But this is something Shasta Regional Medical Center
is doing.
And
this is actually already happening to an extent, because I've met a couple of people that have come into the store that are participating in it. It was almost like they've already done a pilot to see
how it's working. Mm-hmm. And so this is a huge, huge thing that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing for the health of our community. We'll be right back after these messages.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Jump so high.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is 8:52 in the morning here on Monday, the 3rd of October, and it's 58 degrees out there.
Nice.
Hey, tomorrow, one of our guests tomorrow is going to be a lady who is in the Hall of Fame of Roller Derby. And so, yeah, roller derby. Do you remember roller derby?
Oh,
yeah.
I love roller derby.
I love roller derby. Back in the days, oh my gosh, when I was a kid.
Roller derby is the incarnate at the beginning before, WWE.
Yeah, mixed martial arts.
They
were
like the founding of that whole theatrical beat me up, tear me down.
It was kind of professional wrestling. She's going to be on tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to having her as a guest. Okay, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy. And what's our next?
The next one that Rhonda pointed out, just to remind me, because it's a little close to my heart, is on page 43. It's On the Edge, A.J. Young Outfits the North State. As many people know, my wife recently, in the last 4 months, I guess it's been now, took the director position at Reading Fashion Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of their mainstay individuals that is a fashion designer and sewist and just all-around kind of cool, hip, young person, and her boyfriend also is a designer, and they also, I mean, when you look at her, right, like you see that it's very avant-garde,
uh-huh.
And her, you know, she's very colorful, but you know, you never know what a person really is like until you meet them, because you would not look at her in this outfit, which is really cool, by the way. That's all made by her. But also realize that during the day, or certain parts of the day, that she's on her hands and knees in the dirt farming. They're also farmers.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So you're like, what? You farm too? Yeah, and they are sustainable farmers, and they're really into agriculture and all kinds of cool stuff. So they're just very diverse young people. Anyway, she is a designer. She has participated in several of the fashion shows that Fashion Alliance has done recently. Yvonne, you know, I don't know if it was Yvonne or, if, you know, because a lot of times we have story ideas way, way out. But,
oh, yeah.
We wanted to do a feature on her because, you know, Reading does have fashion roots. And a lot of people don't realize, but, you know, there were a lot of companies back in the day here, just like hair care. I mean, it's funny, but Reading has a big hair care past. They've got a beauty industry past. They've got a small batch manufacturing clothing past. So there used to be, help me, Rhonda, with the name of the companies that were here.
That one you all used to work for.
Was it Lulu's? No. Something like that, though. I can't remember the
what
name.
What was that one that you all worked for?
KMS.
KMS.
Hair care. Yeah.
That was hair care, but I'm talking about also just fashion. Yeah. There was an Italian couple that were here that had a big fashion house in the industrial park way back in the 80s. They actually produced clothes and sent them back to Europe. And then there was the bathing suit, Lorelei's. There was Lorelei's. Was here, and then there was the, you know.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. And besides Lorelei's, there was also I think Lorelei's was one, but then there was the custom bathing suit.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can't remember.
I know. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have a history of fashion, and so that's the whole philosophy with the Reading Fashion Alliance, is to bring back small batch manufacturing to the area. There's no reason why we couldn't have a really very cool manufacturing industry here in Reading and resurrect something that we have a little bit of roots in the past, and that's what they're trying to work on. And she's one of the rising stars within the ranks at Reading Fashion Alliance that does cool stuff. I just like to point her out. Reading Fashion Alliance has had a store in downtown Reading on Placer Street for years. That has just gone through a rebirth. It's not 100% complete, but they are back open. Mm-hmm. It's been remodeled, and there's a whole different feel and vibe in the store for small batch manufactured clothes from throughout the United States, but also all the students and things that are there. So, you know, if you've always wanted to learn how to sew, there are tons of classes that are available for you to go to sign up. You can learn how to do basic sewing.
Plus they have the equipment there too.
If you need alterations.
Yeah.
They do alterations.
Oh, yeah. They do.
Yes,
they
do.
Because Linda's always looking for something, an alteration.
And there are a lot of young people right now.
Which doesn't cost you the same as, you know, might as well buy a new one, because sometimes the alterations.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes you just have something that you really love and you just need
have it and stitched up.
And you lost a lot of weight or gained a lot of weight.
Or
you
made a small tear or whatever. But
that's down at the Reading Fashion Alliance.
And actually, AJ is there. This one that you're seeing here, she actually is the one that manages or heads up the alterations department as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she'd be.
And they're open 11 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
And that's at?
At 1698 Market Street.
Yeah, right down the street here.
So anchors at the end of the, like where the promenade.
Where the promenade was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So super cool. I'm really proud of what they're doing there and love all the stuff that they promote and do. Also, we have an article in here on page 39 called Pumpkin Patch, All Things Pumpkin with Catherine Hunt. Catherine has worked with Enjoy Store for now, like, I think 6 years, almost five
I
or
think
six,
so, yeah.
6 years. She also does some work with us on the magazine side as far as our web presence. Mm-hmm. She is a graphic designer. She also works for Kim Niemer at the city in the Parks and Recs department as a graphic designer.
Oh, okay.
So she kind of works between the two of us.
And she's a crafter. And she's amazing.
Yeah.
She says Halloween is her favorite holiday.
Yeah.
There's already Halloween stuff out.
I know.
Oh, that's
there's
been
already
out for Christmas stuff.
Yeah, I mean, here it's October, there should be Halloween stuff. But last month they had Halloween stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They have Christmas stuff at Costco.
I walked into Tractor Supply the other and it was like this, you know, those things that, you know.
Pop up and scare you.
Pop up and, you know, it's waving its arms as it's coming through the door. I put two rounds through it before I realized.
Do you love Tractor Supply?
I love Tractor Supply.
I love Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply.
That's why I love going there.
I bought a pair of denim, you know, like for riding.
Mm-hmm.
And as Linda says, they were really inexpensive, but it comes straight down. I mean, there's no, I mean, it from your waist down, there's no shape. It just comes straight down. She says, don't ever wear that around people. How about horses? She said, not in front of my horse. Okay. So
not a lot of style in that, but they have it. They have a lot of great clothes.
They have great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tractor Supply. And I pick up my Range magazine from there. And if you've never read Range magazine, do yourself a favor and pick it up.
You buy it just for the pictures though, right?
No. Range magazine. It's fighting the BLM. Essentially, for talks about ranchers up here in this area, the things they're going through out there.
That's
horrible. Hey, we got to run.
Oh, is it time?
It is. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's
wow,
all right. I thought we still had another hour.
Well, hey, what we can
do. You have to come in and check out Catherine's pumpkins.
Absolutely.
She makes fabric pumpkins.
So it's the 16th birthday of Enjoy, a beautiful, beautiful addition, and thank you so much for what you all do for our community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I mean that. You all have done, this is the type of